I call the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order. The time is 3:15, January 23rd. Members present are Representatives Carrick, Colomb, Freer, Fields, and Nelson. Thank you, Andrew Magnuson, the LNC Secretary, and Zach Lawhorn, the LIO, for support. We just have one item on the agenda today, HJR 20 by Representative David Nelson. This is the first hearing for the bill. We'll take invited and public testimony. Go ahead, Representative Nelson, if you'd like to introduce yourself and begin your presentation.
Excellent. Thank you, Co-Chair Fields and Co-Chair Hall and members of the House Labor and Commerce Committee. For the record, I'm David Nelson, representative for House District 18, which is including Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, Government Hill, and East Anchorage. Thank you for the opportunity to present House Joint Resolution Number 20, which encourages the United States Congress to establish hiring goals for apprentices and veteran apprentices. The resolution aims really to assist veterans and those preparing to transition from the armed forces to civilian life. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2024, 60% of unemployed veterans were aged 25 through 54, meaning a majority of the unemployed veterans are in their prime working age. These veterans are rigorously trained by the Department of Defense, making them are skilled and motivated, making them highly valuable in their workforce. House Joint Resolution Number 20 would encourage Congress to establish hiring goals for domestic DOD construction projects, namely for individuals who are participating in qualified apprenticeships or post-secondary programs. These hiring goals would be no less than 10% of the total workforce employed in the performance of the project, with no less than 10% of those being veterans. Promoting the inclusion of veterans in DOD-funded construction projects would enhance the workforce with individuals who are accustomed to working in complex and demanding environments. This would create a solid foundation for countless individuals who have protected and served our great country. I urge the House Labor and Commerce Committee to encourage Congress to establish these hiring goals to support those who wore the uniform in the defense of the United States. And I understand that there's a couple of testifiers who are able to expand on this more.
Yes, and maybe we should go to those testifiers to give a little more background and then go to committee questions. Does that make sense to people? If so, first up is Kyle Kaiser, president and founder of Viper Transitions. Mr. Kaiser, if you can hear us online, please go ahead with your testimony.
Hello, thank you, Mr. Chair, and this is Kyle Kaiser, president and founder of Viper Transitions and the state veteran job for the IBEW. I fully support this resolution. Being an Army veteran myself and an airborne infantryman, transitions from the armed services to your next career can be difficult as it is. Apprenticeships are often a desired route for a lot of veterans looking to get into their next career field, and to me it only makes sense to have this type of language be implemented at a national level, especially with the Department of Defense. Getting these folks coming out with background checks and security clearances, it's easier to get them on base. And they're trainable, and there's a lot more items that would make sense to see the Department of Defense adopt policies like this and for legislation to get passed that would support these things. Apprenticeship, to get into it, you don't need to know anything. That's why you're an apprentice. And myself getting out, like I said, as an airborne infantryman without an apprenticeship, there's no way that it would have been as smooth or easy for me to get myself into a career as an electrician, because I didn't know how to do any of that. And the only way apprenticeships work is if the employers who participate in these apprenticeships have work to send apprentices to. And the only way veterans get into those apprenticeships is if those employers that participate in these registered apprenticeships have places to send them. So that's really why I would support this type of language. I think it's good for the country, it's good for veterans, it's good for building our workforce, and I fully support it.
Okay, great. And I should have mentioned that Representatives Hall and Sadler got here at about 3:15 and 45 seconds, so all members are present. Do members have questions for Mr. Kaiser? Okay, next up in invited testimony is Michael Smith, International Representative for Veterans Affairs with IBEW. Mr. Smith, go ahead with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Michael Smith. I'm the International Representative for Veteran Affairs for the IBEW, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. I represent thousands of veterans in our organization. As a former training director who used to be in charge of apprentices, an apprenticeship school, I see where opportunities are brought forward, and the young folks can definitely grasp onto them. When it comes to a veteran definitely wants structure, and apprenticeships are structure, and it keeps them on path, on task, and they definitely they have a very similar lifestyle as to when they were in the military. I fully support this resolution. 10% of the 10% of apprentices on Department of Defense projects. It's great. It's a step forward. It makes life easier for our transitioning veterans. Transitioning to civilian life can be hard, and getting them in apprenticeships and getting them employed in places that they're familiar, such as military installations or federal installations, is a good thing. So I wholeheartedly support this.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Smith? Not seeing any. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Next up is Mike Kufchak, Director of Veterans Affairs for IBEW. Mr. Kufchak, please proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am also speaking in support of HRJ 20. Again, my name is Mike Kufchak, and I am currently posted as the Director of Veterans Affairs for the IBEW Local Union 11. Additionally, I co-chair the International Veterans Advisory Committee that represents the 11 districts that make up the entire IBEW, and I also chair the 9th District as the veterans rep. I served in the military for 32 years, all of which was active duty. Not only our electrical industry, but the many trade unions have discovered that veterans bring a unique quality to their employment ranks when it comes to veteran hire. Employers are dependent upon reliability, dependability, accountability, and a responsibility. But moreover, veterans are groomed to work together as a team, just as they do in the trades. You know, the military exceeds all standards regarding safety regulations, given the nature of the nation's demands operationally. Veterans also understand the safety related to the trades as well, though, too. Military occupational specialties, MOSs, align with industry needs, keeping in mind that veterans have already been formally trained and gained real-world experience, to include some completing the United States Military Apprenticeship Program and have received certificates of completion from the Department of Defense. Now, who better to work aboard military installation other than veterans, because they understand the culture, okay? They understand the culture related to military terminology, the rank structure, and the rules of the federal installations. You know, the bottom line up front is apprenticeship offers careers for veterans that provides the intangibles they became accustomed to in the military regarding health, medical, dental, vision, and prescription. But more importantly, pensions upon retirement for financial sustainment. You know, in my personal opinion, it's also that if a veteran man or woman has a career and can provide for themselves and their family, it reduces depression and stress that helps assist in reducing our veteran suicide rates. So, again, I am speaking in support of HJR 20. Thank you.
Great. Questions for Mr. Kufchak. I should disclose, I work for a labor union in my private sector job that has apprenticeships and whose members work on military installation and whose members have included transitioning service members. Any further questions for the resolution sponsor? Yes, Representative Colon.
Thank you, Chair Fields. So thank you for bringing this forward, because you know my sons and my husband all served, and it was definitely a transition. So I just want to clarify, so the resolution is urging the federal government to set goals. You're not actually telling them how much percentage should be veterans, or can you kind of explain what it's trying to do?
Yeah, through the chair to Representative Colomb, this would just urge Congress to establish hiring goals for the contracts. Mm-hmm. So normally when DOD project is put up for bid through the contractors, they will bid on it, and part of that would be saying, hey, we have a goal of reaching 10% of our workforce being apprentices, and now that 10% being military veterans.
Okay. And a follow-up? And maybe, I don't know if Chair Fields might know that, I probably should know this, but so DOD, well, it's probably Department of War now, right?
According to the Department of Defense, Department of War, Department of War is the secondary title of it. It takes an act of Congress to change it to Department of War from the current article of Department of Defense.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. So I assume that DOD contracts have some kind of union component to it. What if you have a veteran that's not in a union? How do those two things interact? I don't know.
Well, I can answer that. So apprenticeship, the apprenticeship system has both union and non-union participants, and the resolution is drafted just supports registered apprenticeship, and we have a lot of non-union registered apprenticeships in the state of Alaska.
Great. Okay.
And if I might add...
Go ahead, Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. This also includes those who are in post-secondary programs, so there is a little bit of a separation, but as Co-Chair Fields also announced, for apprenticeship, it is encompassing both union and non-union.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you for putting it forward.
Yeah, thank you.
Representative Sadler.
Thank you, through the chair. And I guess this is through the chair to the sponsor. I noticed that Sergeant Major Kupchak made reference to the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act from last year's calendar, and that there's some reference to a draft such contract bill, rather, for the last federal year. I guess I just want to clarify that this resolution would apply to any federal military construction project and not just those funded by the NDAA, for last year or even this year. Just want to make sure there's no limitation on the application.
Yeah, through the chair to Representative Sadler, that is correct. It is going to be up to Congress, but how the intent of this resolution is for it to be open and outside of as wide encompassing as it could be, any DOD project on a military installation.
Which I would support as well. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, seeing no further questions, I would certainly like to take this bill back up, or this resolution back up, and pass it at a future committee hearing, give members a little bit more time to look at it. And at 3:26, we are adjourned.